How are we doing this evening? Because we're doing well. We're doing well. Kelvin's, you can't coach 6'5", 240. He's got a lot of upside. We've really vetted Kelvin out. We went down, Ricky went down and worked him out. We had Kelvin here. He spent a full day with us. Excuse me. Spent a full day with us. We had him on the board. Took him to lunch. Took him to dinner. Don Gregory and I spent an hour with him. And we feel very good about this draft pick. Really good. He's got a lot of upside. And he gives us a legitimate chance to have to be a number one. One of the things he'll definitely do for us is he's a red zone threat right now. And the other thing he will do is the other team will not be able to have eight guys in the box. You know, we want to run the ball, and that's an important part of who we are. And as we like to say, you know, 15 out of 16 games last year, we ran for 100 yards. And he will allow us to continue to do this. He's a terrific kid. He's come a long way. And we're real excited to have him. We really are.
Dave, you say he can be the number one. You say upside. What's the X-year plan with him? When can he become that for you guys?
Well, you know, Jonathan, we had him in here. We had Kelvin in here, had him on the board, and he showed really good football instincts. You know, and the process is he'll get on the board with Ricky. They'll go to lunch. They'll come back. Okay, what can you tell me that we did 2 hours ago? And he really did a very good job. Ricky and Mike are very, very pleased with that football instinct that he has. excuse me. Every rookie goes through a learning process. Stad did last year. KK did last year. The interesting thing about Kelvin is this was his first year as a big-time player, and what gets you excited is his last four games, he caught 21 balls for a 21-yard average for eight touchdowns. You know, he caught the winning touchdown pass against Auburn. You know, the biggest thing when you draft a kid in the first round is the one thing once you've decided and assessed that he has the PQs, the physical qualities to play, the next thing you have to assess is it going to be too big for him, and how quickly is he going to acclimate? And we don't feel it's going to be too big for him, and like any other rookie, it's going to be a process. But we feel good about it.
Just like last year, you did not take long with this pick. Did that, even picking late, did things break about like you had hoped?
Well, it did. Donnie Gregory said he'd be there. Absolutely. You know, we had another guy that we were thought might be there. He was gone, but Donnie felt he'd be there. He was the highest rated guy on our board. Again, I think like last year, value matched need, and we got fortunate again. And I think he's going to come right in. We've got a great receiver room. I'm sure that Jericho and Jason are going to take him under their wing and help guide him along. I'm sure that Cam's not mad at me now. So obviously there's a lot of reasons that everybody in the room is going to want him to succeed.
Marquise Lee was still on the board on the receiver side. What set him, Benjamin, aside from a guy like Lee?
Well, David, you can't coach 6'5", 240 with a 34-inch arm length and 10-inch hands. You can't coach that. This guy has unusual ball skills. He's got what we call a very big strike zone. And he's the thing about this league that a lot of people some people don't understand is when we, you know, it's a heavy wide receiver draft. Well, one of the things that I hopped on with the scouts was, does he make catches when he's pressured? You're going to be pressured in this league. I don't care who you are. So that was a big point of emphasis as we worked our way down through the list. And Kelvin consistently made catches when he was pressured.
Some have questioned his route running. Is that a concern?
Well, you know, Bill, I'm going to tell you something right now. The only receiver in this draft whose route running you can't question is Odell Beckham. We all got to learn. Like I said to a reporter I was talking to last year who was banging on one of our young players about how he hadn't come along as quickly as he felt he should, I asked him, I said, pull out your first 2 years' worth of articles that you wrote and tell me how many of them are Pulitzer Prize articles. So like anything else, he's going to have to learn. But, you know, through our vetting process, we have no doubt that he's capable.
About a month ago, you said that you weren't sure you guys needed a number one. How nice is it, though, to have a guy who, as Dave said, could be?
I think it's very nice. You know, again, it goes back to the philosophy we talked about with protecting the quarterback and then putting playmakers around him as well. And here's another young man that's going to add to that group. You know, very pleased with what's been going on in that room. You know, I think, as Dave talked about, Jason and Jericho are two veteran guys that are going to be able to, you know, kind of show this young man the ropes. And we're excited about it. I mean, he adds a little something. He's a little different from the other guys we have in that room. His size, his catch radius is phenomenal. And so we're excited about that. And we think, you know, he's got the opportunity to ascend. He's got a high ceiling. So we'll see how he fits in and how things continue to grow as far as our offense is concerned.
Was this always the plan? I know a lot of people were questioning the plan, especially after you cut a very popular player here. But now you bring in a 6'5", 240 guy. I mean, was this the plan?
Well, again, you know, we knew it was a wide receiver heavy draft, Jonathan. We knew that. You know, in February, you know, January, February, you know it's a wide receiver heavy draft. You don't really know how many of them are going to be number ones. You don't know how many of them are going to be legitimate first rounders. So what happens is you get into the film, you get into your scout, you have your meetings, and, you know, it was we had meetings in February, and it was an indicator that there was going to be five or six legitimate number one wide receivers, first round wide receivers. So, you know, you have to. My responsibility is to look at everything long term with a big lens. I can't be tunnel visioned. We can't deal with check boxes. I need this position check. There's more that goes into it. And like I said, we felt that it was going to be wide receiver heavy, and we'd get a good receiver. It's a good young receiver, rookie receiver, at some point in time.
Cam not being mad at you again. I know you were joking in part, but was there a point where Cam expressed concern that he didn't have any receivers?
Not to me.
Dave, you mentioned it's a wide receiver heavy draft. Last year, you in your first draft here, you doubled up on the first position you took. Can we, as you keep saying, wide receiver heavy, can we expect potentially a double up?
We're going to see how it falls, Jonathan. I'm telling you, I say it over and over again, we don't draft for need. We draft for value. If you draft for need, you're going to get burned.
Part of the vetting process, it sounded like you really wanted to make sure his football acumen was where you wanted it to be.
We do that with a lot of kids. You know, we'll do it here. We'll do it when the scouts go to visit. If you're only allowed 30 visits, you know that, Joe. So you bring in it. You bring in those guys, and if you have more than the 30, which you always do, when the coaches go work them out, they're doing the same thing. They're going to put them on the board. They're going to go through that. They're going to go to lunch. They're going to come back. We play the college game, by and large, is really kind of a different game from ours. You know, you turn around and you watch these receivers that catch 120 balls, and you got 60 smoke screens, and they run three routes. And that's why I make that comment, Bill. You know, I'm telling you, Beckham is the only legitimate run the entire route tree wide receiver in the draft. He's it.
Dave, you're a film guy, a tape guy. Was there a tape on Benjamin that just jumped out at you?
Well, the Florida game, he was spectacular. You know, you just I watch things chronologically, from the beginning of the season to the end of the season, for a couple reasons. Number one, you want to see if the kid's improving, the player's improving. It doesn't make a difference what position. You want to see what kind of improvement there is, and that's a big part of it. That is a big part of it. You know, KK last year started off a little slow, and then he kept coming and kept coming and kept coming. And that's what Kelvin Benjamin did this year. I mean, he was extremely special over those last four games.
Last year at this time, not many people knew who he was, and now he's a first-round draft pick. So what did he improve on?
Everything. You know, everything, Bill. You know, he's his entire game, physical and mental, you know?
You could say that about a lot of the players on that board. A lot of names people don't know, and then all of a sudden, at the end of it, all of a sudden, people are talking about because it's about their production.
Dave, I know you talked a lot about football instincts and acumen. One of the things with Kelvin, he's an old redshirt sophomore. I think he may be a 24 when he gets here, and that was because, you know, he failed a couple grades in the past. Was that at all a concern for you?
Nope, not at all.
Attack as a blocker. What you see in that realm from him?
The thing you really like about him, especially for what they do, is he has the ability to not just get in a guy's way, but to move a guy. And part of helping a running back or a quarterback in terms of their running ability is to help create a space for him. And he's got that kind of leverage and strength. I think that we really like too is he's not afraid to use him. I mean, a lot of guys come in and they're not want to guys, they're willing guys. They're willing to do it. Well, you want a guy that wants to do it. That was him. He wanted to go and block, and he did those types of things. And there were a lot of good things in terms of not just his blocking and wanting to block, but the other awareness things that he did downfield, understanding that quarterback is in trouble, how to find a crease to sit down and present that target for the quarterback when he's scrambling, which will be important, especially with Cam's ability to stay mobile.
Curious if your phone was ringing for a potential trade there at 28, or did you get the pick in too quickly?
No calls.
Surprised.
What's that? Do I seem surprised? Maybe they knew I'd get it in too quick.
Couple more questions, guys. Hey, did you ever think about moving up, Dave?
I'm sorry?
Were you ever get nervous and think about moving up?
No. No, we have seven draft picks. I want to keep those seven draft picks.
On the flip side of it, were you contemplating possibly trying to trade down?
It depended upon the way the board fell. And the board fell, and we didn't have to.
All the mock drafts out there, and you were some of them 6, 7, or 8, up to 9 wide receivers going to some of them. But you said you felt Benjamin would be there. Why did you feel that?
We all look at, you know, you can get 10 evaluators in a room and you're going to get 10 people saying 10 different things. I felt in my kishkis that he'd be there. You know what kishkis are? That's Yiddish for your guts. Okay. I felt he'd be there. I felt, you know, we looked at every tape on this kid. We looked at every ball he caught, every ball thrown to him. And we felt very strongly that he was a first-round talent.
You talked a lot, you and Ron, about guys who don't run the whole route tree based on where they play collegiately. Has he run the whole route tree? Did they?
More than most. More than most, Joe.
When it came down to you guys, it was basically if you were going to go wide receiver, you had the option of obviously Benjamin or Marquise Lee as well as others. Why was it Benjamin instead of Lee?
Size. You can't coach 6'5", 240, 34-inch arms and 10-inch hands. Can't coach it. I've tried, but it doesn't work.
I've heard if you're pleased.
I'm thrilled about it. I really am. I mean, when you get a talent or a young man with that kind of ability, all you're going to do is create situation opportunities for other people as well. And I you know, when we brought him in and we had an opportunity to sit down and visit, I was really, you know, really taken by who he is in terms of a young man. And he was very direct, very forward, talked about what he wanted to accomplish. And it really wasn't about him, it was about us. And that's what really impressed me, was he talked about his teammates. He talked about the things that his teammates did for him and how they helped him and his coaches. And he gave a lot of praise to a lot of people, and he talked about, you know, all the different things that went on. But one of the things that I thought was really telling was I said to him, I said, I asked him about the catch in the championship game. And I said, did you know you were going to catch it? He said, I knew I was going to catch it. I said, you knew, and everybody else in that stadium knew the ball was going to you. You were going to catch it. He said, I wasn't going to let the quarterback down. I told him, throw it to me, I'll catch it. I love that confidence, but I also love the fact that he had his quarterback's back if he threw the ball to him.
Were you surprised that he wasn't in New York? He wanted to be with all of his family. Didn't want to choose over.
Not surprised one bit. That's not who he is. He's a different young man. He's been very humble with us through this process. All the coaches have said that. I know Dave and Don, when they sat down and spent an hour with him, they reiterated to me the things that they felt about him were true. And that's what you're looking for. Looking for guys that are really more about us than me. And that's what I'm really impressed by who he is.
Is he legit 6'5", 240, and is that where you kind of would want him to stay? You know what I mean? I mean, is there a point at which you don't want him to get too big?
He'll stay right there, I'm sure. I think we can convince him.
Thanks.
All right.